Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Give us a call, why don't you, at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So what are you missing out on if you don't have item specifics in your listing, Griff?
Well, I don't know. Maybe buyers. I don't know.
Well, that's a good thing to be missing. Yeah, I just put in a few, and when I go home later, I'll...
So there's a lot of reasons why I love item specifics, and one of the big ones, besides the search benefits, is that on a mobile device, those item specifics show up on the first page of the item. So you get a chance to highlight item information without the buyer having to go through the description area. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I like that too.
I mean, it works for a lot of items. It might not work for some items that, you know, we have people call in with listing dishes for collectibles or rare things. And, you know, a little bit more information, the description's a good thing for those.
Well, I know that now.
But if I'm selling a used Tommy Bahama shirt, I don't have to talk about who owned it previously. Mm-hmm. I don't have to talk about how wonderful the design is. You can see it in the photos. So using the item specifics to provide the really important, critical data points that a buyer needs in order to make the purchase is cool. That's measurements and material and all those things.
So I realized, because normally when I listed those 40-something items like a year and a half ago, I didn't make a checklist because I just kept listing and listing. But now that I'm going to be listing several a day, because, you know, I've got the box set up now and I've got all this jewelry, right? It's easy. Just stick a piece of jewelry in, take a bunch of pictures and list. I'm going to have a checklist now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, because look what I did. I forgot the item specifics. Put that sucker up there, and it was a beautiful piece, too.
Well, I do things like that a lot, so don't feel bad.
Okay, well, you know, I gotta get... I've stopped trying to get perfect pictures, but they're not bad.
Well, you shouldn't stop trying. You should always be striving towards perfection.
Yes, but feeling bad about them if they're not perfect. I gotta get out of that.
Yeah, you don't want to feel
right.
bad.
Right, and one of them, it looks like I hit every space in my house to take a picture.
Really?
They're all different. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll
I've taken
keep them
you on
their
a
toes.
Road show to backgrounds in one of them, which isn't a great idea.
Well, as long as the item looks good, it's, you know, we come up with tips and say, you know, you don't want to show your house in the background, mm-hmm. but you know, if you do, all it really matters is you get the item sold. So get that item up there and get it sold. And if, you know, over time you keep doing it, you'll get better and better, and you'll make better pictures. The real sad thing for me is seeing somebody who really wants to sell on eBay, and what they end up doing is spending a lot of time analyzing
that
and
was
reading.
Me.
And they never get around to listing because they're afraid, if I don't do the absolute perfect listing, I can't do anything. And that's just not true. You should not have to worry.
Well, because I'm, you know, on this radio show, and I know people will look at my listings.
Yeah.
It has really caused me a psychological issue, and now it's over. I'm over it.
Oh, good.
And
I'm
let me tell you why I'm over it. Because our listeners, they love to help me.
Yeah.
You know, when they find something in one of my listings, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
Now I get it. I'm happy. Hey, I'm happy. We have a listing dish. Are you ready, Griff?
We do?
Yeah, Linda in Baltimore, Maryland. She's on the line with us. She's known on eBay as eCity Traders. Hey there, Linda. Let me give out your item number first, okay? It is 3914-1905-6595. Again, that's 3914-1905-6595. 95, and I'm going to go there right now. So you're there before me, Grizz.
Intriguing.
Oh, I can't wait.
I've never seen anything like these before. They're collapsible.
Neither of you.
Okay, well, that makes a whole radio show of us. Collapsible folding hangers in carrying case. Lot of three, metal red travel Germany. So it's not a bad title, but I would recommend reorganizing the words so that the you would say collapsible metal red folding travel hangers, as opposed to having the words kind of tacked on the end. And is the case that they come in, is that leather?
Good question. It might be fake leather.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't tell. Yeah.
You can't tell, yeah. That sometimes it's hard. So otherwise, I think it's a good title. Intriguing. Do you see these, Lee?
I see it right now. I've never seen anything like them, really.
So you can carry these.
And that's why I called in, because I know not to use vintage, but I can't date them. I don't know. I've tried to research. You know, I got them for 70 cents, so I thought I'll just throw them up there.
Yeah. I like them. I'm intrigued.
Unusual.
Yeah, very unusual. Your photos look nice. I can see these items like they're right in front of me, and that's what counts. I love the little mechanism.
Some of them, though, are not big enough, I think.
Let me see. Why? They're all zooming for me.
Really?
Let me try them all.
They're not all zooming for me.
Well, you've got a messed up computer.
Yes.
All right, so there's one that isn't zooming. Hold on.
Okay.
There's two that aren't zooming, but I think they're pretty they're close ups, and you know they're fine. I know what I'm getting with these. That's what counts.
Okay.
Let's see, $14.95 opening bid. You didn't find any similar in your research, did you?
No, I saw some similar on Etsy, but I can't tell if they're sold. And I just I tried to do research.
Of course.
Looked everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, but nothing exactly this.
If you have a WorthPoint account, that might be worthwhile checking.
Well, you know, I used to, but I don't sell enough stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know, what I sell mostly, WorthPoint doesn't have.
Oh, I see. Well, they're very rare, I suppose, and very rare, as though you can quantify rare. Or unique is the one I love. They're very unique. Well, they're either unique or not. But, yeah, I like these. Like your photos. Like the item specific. Oh, look at your description. Oh, isn't that lovely? I can read this so easily. Oh, it's easy on the eyes.
It is.
Yeah, this is great. I see you have a reference number on the bottom. I suppose that's for your inventory, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Why don't you use the label thing?
The custom label.
The custom label. Nobody else can see that but you.
Well, this helps, because I'm still waiting for eBay to come out with a way to keep inventory better than the custom label thing, because then I have to go back out and put it in. This I can do it while I'm doing the listing. The custom label, you have to do it after it's been listed, right?
No. Am I right, Griff?
Yeah, no, I in the current SYI, there's no place to put in the custom label, I believe.
I found one yesterday when I was...
When you were listing?
When I was listing, because, see, I got this bunch of estate jewelry from Betsy.
Oh.
I paid her for a lot of them, okay?
Oh.
A-space lot of them. And so I'm referencing where I got them.
Oh.
Which is kind of important to me, because I also got some jewelry from my mother's estate.
Oh.
But it was there.
Oh.
When I listed.
When you listed?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, Griff...
I've never seen it, so I'm curious.
If you would go back to the pictures just for a moment...
Yes.
...and explain to people why you should have your pictures as big as possible for that Zoom thing. I mean,
well, they have to be at least, I believe... 500 on the shortest side for the Zoom feature to work. And the bigger the photo, the more you get of a Zoom. So some people set their... I don't know what this is. People think, well, you know, I don't want to use too much pixels, so I'm frugal.
It's like pixels are going to go away somewhere.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to use up my allotment of pixels. And pixels, you know, you're not using anything. It's not like film. The bigger the picture, the better. And eBay, if it's really way too big, eBay just resize it down. But the bigger...
I'm using my iPad to take these photos.
Do you know what your resolution is? Your image size resolution?
I don't.
I would make it a little bigger than what it is right now. And the other thing, unless you're using it really big and then using software to crop them afterwards, remember, it's always best to crop while you're taking the picture. So,
and that's what I do.
Yeah, and I think, so they could be bigger, but I think these are okay. I can see, the important thing isn't the picture size, it's can I see the item? And I can. I can see it really well. That's what counts.
Yeah, just to ask you to go back over it because some people don't see the work.
Which two aren't enlarging for you?
Let me see. Number 4 and number 5 are not enlarging.
Okay.
And number 6.
Okay, I'll try to retake those.
4, 5, and 6. Otherwise, okay. It's pretty good. Okay. I'm going to give you a 4.95, though, because this is really good.
Me too.
No towel.
Not quite yet. Make those pictures a little bigger for Lee.
But don't throw in the towel.
Yeah. Okay. I'll revive them.
Okay.
Okay, darling.
There you go.
Linda, thank you so much.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye-bye, honey. Our telephone number, I don't want to be the bad cop.
Why not?
Because I don't, but I will if I have to.
You have to just grab life by the throat, throttle it sometimes. This open phone segment is sponsored by Stamps.com. And we'll be back right after this. 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 366.
Jason T. Smith is known on eBay as top-rated seller Tiki Pug Music and head of the Thrifting Board on Facebook. He says when taking your photos, the background you use is important, and has this observation and advice.
Griff, I was looking at your pictures the other day, and I saw your Leichhardt shirts on that awesome black background. They look really good. They pop so well. And that's the key. If you have a white or light background and you're trying to list a white or light item, you got to get a new background. Do not put white on white. Do not put black on black. You got to make it pop. You got to make it stand out on that iPhone 4 that most people are still rocking.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. Dial us now, 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Griff, I have a note here from Donna's husband.
Oh, yes. Can you
Donna,
give us an update?
Our wonderful Donna on our eBay radio team is in the hospital, had a very serious surgery. To all of Donna's friends at eBay Radio, Donna wants to thank you all for your prayers and support and the kind words that you left on Facebook. She hasn't spent time yet with her laptop to answer anything, what with all the cords and tubes and being out of it from the anesthesia and medication. But she's doing better now, and she may be coming home later today or sometime tomorrow. She's making progress daily, little things like getting to eat solid food and having tubes removed and wires taken away and being able to walk down the hall. Things we often take for granted create moments of celebration for her. And those little celebrations are more satisfying because of the support she feels from friends like you. It's amazing how much difference that kindness means. Thanks again. Have a wonderful day.
Fantastic.
That was sent over this morning. Now, we go to Dallas, Texas for the latest edition of E. Betsy's Briefs.
Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call your buyer. When we have a transaction issue, for example, we ship the wrong item, I call that customer ASAP to apologize in person, or at least as close as I could get, then work out some options for resolving the issue. My very first words after I introduce myself are always, "I'm so sorry." As a courtesy, I also call before closing an unpaid item case, just in case there's some reason the buyer hasn't paid. It often turns out to be an unintentional oversight on their part, and they pay up right away. Don't assume that every non-paying buyer is a deadbeat. Even leaving an apologetic voicemail can make a big difference in how your buyer feels about the error or problem, while actually conversing with them makes it much more likely that you'll be able to turn the situation around.
Yes.
When it comes to resolving a problem, whether it's a transaction glitch or an unpaid item, a real, live conversation can be the most efficient and effective form of communication for working out an amicable resolution. Every buyer I've ever spoken with has thanked me for calling. So get your buyer's phone number from eBay and give them a call. To get your trading partner's contact information, go to Advanced Search and click on Find Contact Information at the very bottom of the left-hand sidebar. Put in the buyer's eBay ID along with your item number and click the blue search button. Then check your regular email. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Betsy.
We appreciate that. Bev in Chicago, known on eBay as Videotown. Hello, Bev. What's your question or comment?
Well, you know you're in trouble when I'm calling in under Videotown.
Uh-oh.
In the last couple weeks, eBay has decided in the adult section for movies, under item specifics, which you were just talking about, to add in condition. Now, I'm sure they had this before, but they gave us a, you know, fill in your own type thing. Now they've filled it in for us, and you pick the one that applies to your listing.
Yeah.
The only problem is the only choice you have is new.
What?
New. 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 So, and I did report it.
Did you type in pre-owned or used?
You can't do that. You can't type in. But in my description, you know, for the one that I had that was a previous rental, I put in there, it would only let me put new. However, this is not new. This is a previous rental.
Right, so just...
And may have stickers or what have you on
so
it.
Send me the item number of one of these and... with a brief description, and I'll send it to the product identifier team for their attention.
Isn't everything you sell used? Are they all used?
You can sell used.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of what I have is new, but some of the new ones I have are in a plain white box, which I used to be able to put that in there.
Yeah.
And they don't like me doing that anymore either. So, I, like I say, I put it in my description, so it's all right there for people to see.
Would you like a list of options for this particular type of item for condition? For example, new, used, sticky. I mean, would you?
You are a bad boy, Griff.
No,
why?
No.
I'm in the interest of precision.
You'd want the same as they have for normal VHS.
I see.
Of course you would.
Okay.
You know, it's the same. And then on a second note,
yeah,
Lee said when on her cellular item form it had custom label.
Right, and it's the new item. It's the new selling form, which is only, it's in beta and is available to some people with the Seller Hub.
Oh.
Right, I wanted to mention that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I went and checked.
Willy-nilly, I just went for it.
I love the new listing flow. And it'll be, so I don't know if they've actually said this and if I'm speaking out of school, but the old cellular item form is fixing to be retired. And this will be the new cell form, which I think is fantastic, by the way.
It is.
Yeah, it's really good.
Not to mention, on the old form, if you went to change duration,
yeah,
it might take you 2-3 times to do it, to get it right.
Yeah, it wouldn't catch, I know.
And on the new one, instantly. Instantly. Yeah. It knows what you're talking about.
See, we can get some things better if we try.
So Bev, send him that item number, would you?
Send me the item number so I can give it a real close scrutiny.
Actually, I'll send you an item number and you can have, because I'm sure somebody in
that
department
so much,
can
Bev.
Get into my account.
We appreciate your call today. Hey, Dan in Maine, call us back next Open Phone segment.
This Open Phone segment was brought to you by Bulk. This is eBay Radio, and eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought, second hour coming up.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.